Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how to run far without getting tired. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Anthony Brindisi calling from Grand Island, New York.
Hey, where's Grand Island, New York?
It is right between Buffalo and Niagara Falls on the Niagara River.
Oh, there you are. You're on the river there. It must be beautiful.
Yeah, you know, you go jump in the river, about 2 hours, you go over the falls.
Have you done it?
Yeah, I'm thinking about trying it this weekend.
There you go. Well, welcome to the show, Anthony. Carl Castle right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Sounds good.
Here's your first limerick.
For Anheuser-Busch, it's a plug. Shellless mollusks consume with a glug. They think microbrews are a bit of a snooze. No bud is the beer for a...
bug?
Close. More snail-like.
A slug.
Yes, a slug. Very good. Gardeners know slugs are attracted to beer, but only Catherine Olmsted, a writer and professor in Maine, bothered to ask which beer they prefer.
Ooh.
She gave her garden slugs a selection of domestic and foreign beers, and the slugs overwhelmingly chose Budweiser.
Uh-huh.
True fact. Except for one pretentious slug who's like, do you have any top fermented ales? And the other slugs threw him out of the frat. Whatever they drink, though, those slugs, the party is over as soon as they reach for the salted nuts.
Oh.
Here is your next limerick.
This pit stain stench makes my eyes blink, so I'm soaking this shirt in the sink. But some other clothes aren't offending my nose. See, they only get washed when they...
stink.
Yes, indeed. A new study showed this week that more than half of men use the sniff test to determine whether they should wear their clothing again, believing that large food stains, wrinkles, and the shame of being seen in the same shirt every day for 2 weeks are less reliable indicators. The system works okay, but can be confusing. It's not okay to wear a shirt even if the food stuck to it still tastes okay. I will say, and this may be more than you wanted to know, but I read this story and I was like, but wait a minute, how else do you find out if your clothes are clean enough to wear?
If you've worn them.
That's crazy, though. It's perfectly good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even like to change clothes.
Very good. Here is your last limerick.
Okay.
We fairies have learned a harsh truth. This economy bites. It's uncouth. Our funds are quite strapped. So if chipped, filled, or capped, we're giving less cash for each...
tooth.
Yes, tooth. Mm. A new survey has shown that in these hard economic times, kids are getting shortchanged by the tooth fairy. On average, kids get about $3 a tooth, but that amount has shrunk to $2.60 over the past year. Kids are complaining, but hey, the fairy's got to make some cuts where she can. If things get really bad, they'll put their tooth under the pillow at night, only to wake up and find a slightly nicer tooth.
Mm.
Carl, how did Anthony do in our quiz?
Anthony had a perfect game, Peter. Anthony, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you.